what the Gemara says. Meis vehavakasha. It says halacha to steft and tainis, Gemara and tainis also, a zeyo zmano sharavia. When is the time that we say, like in Eretz Yisrael, that the rain season, when the rain starts to come down? So it says, Habechira, the first rain season is supposed to be the Gimel. In Gimel Mar Cheshvan, that's when the first rain is supposed to come down. B'Nabeninis, when's the second time? Pishiva, the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. That's the second season already. Afela, when's the third season? B'Yesrim V'Sholosh, the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan, that's the time ready for the third season to start. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. These are the three Shitas, three Zmanim, when rain should start to come down. Rabbi Yehuda Leimer. Bishiva, he also knows, the first Zman, the earliest Zman, is the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Or Bishiva Osir, and the second Zman is the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan. Or Bishiva V'Shalosha, and the 23rd day. That's the third Zman. So the Machlekes is the first two Zmanim. It's the third Zman, they both agree it's the 23rd day. The Machlekes is, when is the first and second? Rabbi Yossi Yomer, B'Shiva Asa. No, the first Zman of the rain is on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. The second is, will be Esrim M'Shloisha, the 23rd day. U'v'achodesh Kislev. In Rosh Chodesh Kislev today, that's the Zman of the end, of the beginning of the third Zman, Hageshamim. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. V'chein ha'yir Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi used to say like this, that ein ha'yichid misanim. Like when is there halacha in Eretz Yisrael, if the rain didn't come down, even after the third time, then they start to fast. So when should Yechidim start to fast? A tainus for Geshamim, if the rain didn't come down yet, that's the beginning of the third Zman, and if by that time the rain did not come down, that's when Yechidim have a right to start fasting, like davening to Hashem that there should be rain. Suran says it means Talmidei Chachamim, Hamisanin Umispalin, Ala Geshamim, Fiatnam Aperakam of the Tainus. This is the earliest time when even the Yechidim, the Talmid Chachamim, they used to start fasting that Hashem should give down the rain. We are reading the law, and we said the more said upon this, Bishleima Revi'ah Rishayna. But the question is, why do we have to have three times of the rain season? So Bishleima, the earliest Zman, Revi'ah Rishayna Lishoyal. That's very good. When are you supposed to start saying V'sein Talamotah? When he's supposed to start saying the same Talamotor, that's the beginning of the rain season. The beginning of the rain season, that's when you're supposed to start saying the same Talamotor. Whether it's the third day of Macheshvan, or the seventh day of Macheshvan, or the 17th. That's what the rain season is for. Shlishis, what's it negay, the third rain season, that's also good. That's Lithanis, that in the case where the rain did not come down yet, then the Yechidim start fasting. If by the third season already the rain did not come down, then Yechidim start to fast. Elishni Elamai. But for what purpose does it say here the second time? Like what's Nageya, the middle Zman, when the rain is supposed to come? What's Nageya to us is the first Zman and the last Zman. Now, V'yomer Rabzeira says, L'Neider, it's Nageya to Anissa Neder. And V'yamin and Lo, we say on this, Kaman, who does this go like? Kaman Ozlo, Hoda Tanya. Who does it go like? The data we learn. No, as the Ran says, what does Lenoida mean? Shim no darad ha-geshamim. If someone makes an issa neder, he can't drink wine until the geshamim. So until how long is the yasa to drink the wine? Also ad revi'ah shniya, like we had in our Mishnah. That's what's not good. The second Zman, he's also to drink wine now until it becomes the second time of rain. The stam geshamim, because when a person says stam geshamim, revi'ah shniya mashma. Shem akdemis loy macheris. Because the early ones is a little bit early. The late ones is late. But vice versa, the normal season for the rain to come down is the middle season. So in Lashon B'nei Adam, when people talk that I'm making this and that there, I can't drink wine until the rain, you mean the middle season. So it's good why it says the middle Zman here, that's Magayat Hilchos Nedarim. Now, for Yamin Allah, the Gemara says on this, Kaman Ozla, who does it go like? Ho de Tanya. That we learned, like in our Mishnah, that Yom Shimon Gamil Leimer, Kishamim, another thing, our mission is a Teseft and Tainis, that Yom Shimon Megalil Leimer, Kishamim Sheyardu Shiva Yomim, rain that came down 7 days straight, Zeh Achazeh, Atamoina b'hen revia rishreinu shniya. Yishno, if it rains for 7 days straight, that's the first man and the second man also. Zechura kamaz ruzagol like Rav Yosi. That's like Rav Yosi shita. Because Rav Yosi says here that the first man is b'shivasa. And the second man is b'yesu m'shloisha, 23. So 17 to 23 is 7 days. So if it rains 7 days straight, that's called the first man and the second man. So Gemara says, Radharan says, Kaman naz oda tanya, that yashim galil leimu, gishom mishiyodu shivas yomim, zeach hazeh, atamon lem revi yerishoyin o shniya, kaman krab yoisi, tiyoma biyud zayin of achov gimel. So that's how you have 7 days in between. Yidol Reb Meir, lekin zayin yomim, ben yerishoyin o shniya. According to Reb Meir, it's more than 7 days. Reb Meir says, it's less. Reb Meir says it's gimel, and then it's b'shiva. Vil Reb Yudi ketfeid is much more. Now Reb Shimon Gamliel l'devrein the Rabbanu Kamaluhu. Lidi day loikav dinin v'noy debi readers k'sham klal. According to me, it's not totally. El of this man is totally in this man. When the time is supposed to come. El l'didchu, according to you, need the kav disa be readers, you read the mamish, you want the rain, when the it's a nether, ends, when the rain mamish starts to come down, oidu l'miyus, but agree to me, the afa pi she'eschalti yiridos and hoysam et chilas revi yirishoyna, even though this rain season started at the beginning of the first man, for lo'i poskwa did not stop, afilu achi oidu li, techivu nanimshichu ad revi yishniya, since it rained now for 7 days straight, teres revi yishniya layin, it's called the second rainfall. And therefore, v'sholom le'zman nidra. That's not enough gemin here. In other words, that's the chiddush here. That even according to the man diyoma that says, that like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that ad ha'geshom means until the second rainfall actually comes. So here what happens was, it started to rain on Shiva Asabai. That's the first rain. But it rains for 7 days straight. So now when it came to the 23rd day, it was still raining. The question is that rain called the second rain season? Or maybe it's still called the continuation of the first one. So that's what the Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, this Braisa, back to Chachamim. The Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, according to me, Avadim it's good. The Rav Shimon Gamliel himself holds that all you have to have is until Chav Gimel B'Macheshren, just the time when the rain is supposed to come. You don't need the rain to come altogether. So Avadim, when it becomes Chav Gimel B'Macheshren, your nether goes away. Rav Shimon Gamliel saying back to the Tanakama, even according to you, that you say no, you have to have the rain itself, the second rainfall, agree to me though, we started to rain on the 17th, the first rainfall, and there's a straight continuous flow of rain for 7 days straight, now it's called the second rainfall, that the nether should go away. Shnei Kaman Kriyav Yosi. We're talking about you made a nether until the rain. That's where people talk. Now, if you hold like Reb Zera, the Havamina was a person said Ad Hageshem. Not that you said Ad Hageshomim, but you said Ad Hageshem. And still you see some Achleikis of Shimon Galil in the Tanakama, do you need the rain itself or not? So, of course, that's not like Reb Zera. Reb Zera started off the Gemara to say that the machlekes, if you need the rain itself, is only if you say the Lashon Ad HaGeshamim. But if you say Ad HaGeshem, then everybody agrees you only mean Ad Zaman Geshamim, until the time comes. And here in the Brice, it's not mashma like that. Here the Havamina is, the Brice is talking about, you said Ad HaGeshem, and still you see, according to Tanakama, you need the rain itself to come down. Just as Shimon Gamliel says back to Tanakama, that's called you have the second rain. Since it rained now for 7 days straight, and now is the 23rd day, it's called the second rain. But if it wouldn't be called the second rain itself, if the rain is not here, Mashma the Nether would not end. So of course, that's not like Reb Zera. Reb Zera started off to say, Ad HaGeshem, everybody agrees. You only need the time, not the actual rain. So Mar says, no, Hahu Diyomar Ad HaGeshamim. As you hear the Braisa, Reb Zera learns, it's not where you said Ad HaGeshem, but you said Ad HaGeshomim. When you say you make Yirsa Nether, you can't drink the wine, Ad HaGeshomim, that's our Mishnah, that is the Machlokes Tanakam and Reshim Ben Gamliel. Does Ad HaGeshomim mean until the second rain actually comes down? Or does it only mean until the time when the rain is supposed to come down? Then it's good as Braisa. Then Shimon Gamliel says back to Tanakama, even according to you, you should agree to me that in the case where it's raining 7 days straight, the last day is considered the rain of the second season, and that should be the end of the neder. So, Koponim, there's no stira, no kasha to Rav Zera. Yeah. Mishnah says like this. Somebody says, Koinem Yayin Sheini Toyim Lashonah. He makes an issa neder, he's not going to drink wine this year. Lashonah. Well, Lashonah means for a year. Now, Nisabru Hashonah, this year that you're in now, has an extra month. You're at the beginning of the year, right after Rosh Hashanah. And you say you can't drink wine for a year, Lashonah. And now this year has an extra chedish. Is also bo'u bi'abura. You're also even till the end of Adashani. You're also mamish. I mean, you're also to the 13 months. You're also. Since you said Lashonah, Lashonah means this year. And since this year has 13 months to it, you're also all 13 months. Ad Rosh Adar. Let's say somebody said in this and that, I can't drink wine until Rosh Chodesh Adar. He meant to say Ad Rosh Adar Horishon. He's only usher to drink wine until the Rosh Chodesh of Adar Rishon. Even though there are two Adars this year, even though there's an extra month, but when you say Stam Adar, Adar always means Adar Rishon. And therefore you're allowed to drink wine at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. What about if somebody says Ad Seif Adar? I can't drink wine until the end of Adar. The same thing. Ad Seif Adar Horishon. Rav Soma Gerasi Ad Seif Ad Sheni should be. Chuyas Mom Stavra. Means here, Ad Chodesh Ad Sheni. And since you said till the end here means till the end of the second Rosh Chodesh. So the Ran on the Sun, on the days has the Gersa. The Ran on the Mabay says like this. Kachi Yikra Gersa. Yikra Gersa is not like that. Yikra Gersa is that even if you say Ad Seif Adar, you only mean Ad Seif Adar Rishon. You only mean till the end of the first Adar. Kachi Ikra Gersa, the Ran says, that's the Ikra Gersa. For Taima, what's the reason? The Khuri, he said till the end of Adar, so if there are two Adars this year, he should mean till the end of the second Adar. How come this Gersa says he only means till the end of the first Adar? He says, Mishum the Adar Stama Rishon Mashma. When somebody says the word Adar Stam, you only mean the first Adar. That's this Gersa. Then the Ran says, V'ika de Garsi Ad Seif Adar means Ad Seif Adar Sheni. There is a Gersa that says no. When you say till the end of Adar, you mean till the end of the second Adar. The Marsh Malay, the Shnei Adarim Kechodesh Echad, Hein. Like you're calling both Adars like one long month. Hilkach Yomer Ad Rosh, Mitzvah Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. When you say till the beginning, you mean till the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Rishon. The Yomer Ad Soif, you mean till the end of the second Adar. So that's the two Gersas in our Mishnah. So more says like this now. Alma, what do we see? That's Toma the Adar the Koma Rishonu. When a person Stam says Ad Adar, that everybody agrees you only usher till the first Rosh Chodesh Adar. So Stam Adar means the first Chodesh Adar. Even though this year has two Adars, Stam Adar means the first one. So Mar says, the Chura Leimah Mastisim Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tetanya would not like this. Adar Horishon, the first month. Kosev Adar Horishon. You have to speak out and write down in the Shtar or something. You have to write down clearly this is Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, when we're holding in the middle of Adar Sheni, Kosev Adar Stam, then you have a right only to write Adar Stam, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir, just the opposite of our Mishnah, that Adar Stam means Adar Sheni. And when you mean Adar Rishon, you have to speak out clearly, Adar Horishon. We have Yehudu Raimano, Adar Horishon Kosev Stam. When you're doing something in the first month, the first Adar, you just have to write it down Stam. Adar Rishon, that's called Stam. Adar Sheni, if you're doing something in the second Chodesh Adar, then Kosev Tanian. You have to write down, this is the second Chodesh. So our Mishnah goes like a Yehuda, that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Therefore, if somebody makes this a neder, he can't drink wine until Chodesh Adar, even though there are two Adars this year, it's mutter to you at the beginning of the first Chodesh Adar. Amar Abaye, Abaye says no. Afilu Taimer Rabbi Meir. Even if you want to say our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Meir over here, I'll tell you, Hod the Yoda de Mabra, Shosa, Hod the Lo Yoda. Here in the Braisa, Rabbi Meir is talking about where the person knows there are two Adars. If you know there are two Adars, then Adar Stam is Adar Sheni, and Adar Rishon you have to speak out to mean Adar Rishon. But our Mishnah, I tell you, is talking about where the person does not realize that there are two others. If you don't realize there are two others, then when you say Adas Tam, you mean at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar, the first Chodesh Adar there is, that's the one that you mean. All right, turn over. That's the notion that Afil Temer Meir, Hod the Yoda de Mabrishosa, Hod the La Yoda.